But if you think you can remedy that by deflowering the heritage of others, you have some more thinking to do. If you believe you can fix disunity by defacing the history of others, what you believe is misguided. Before I get to the fun part that can be had by destroying other people's monuments and erasing other people's history, some notes on what some of us think you are doing. By you, I mean the regime that is held in place by the majority of black citizens or voters in South Africa. Allow me that generalization. To cry for the removal of some South African citizens' heritage is nothing more than a cry for help. Help! Because whose shining legacy are we going to put here to replace it with, when even Nelson Mandela's legacy is beginning to look a little unsightly? With whom exactly are we going to replace Paul Kruger's statue? Kruger was not only a brave man and leader, he was a conciliatory one. He fostered good relations with your ancestors, Willem Makabela, the Royal Bafokeng, the Mahatu, the Masao, the Moshete. Google that. But only if you can read. Kruger declared war against the greatest empire of its time, and he refused to die under the British flag. That's the kind of guy you want to remove. Calls by the EFF to remove this monument and many others are misguided and ill-informed. And I think illiteracy has everything to do with it. If you don't read, you won't know. If you burn down the school, you won't read. You won't know. If you have nothing to show for 18th and 19th century achievements, defiling the monuments of others will be seen by the rest of the world as nothing but gross envy. Cecil John Rhodes was no friend of mine. He was no friend of my people. But then my tribe, with all the power in the world, also during apartheid, never touched old Vic, old George, never touched old Thistle. Port Elizabeth is still there, so is the Mums and Toti, Carnarvon, Chakas Rock, Harry Smith, Empangeni, Quinin and Vilhelmina, New Mucklemere, Grahamstown, Umshanga, Umshloti, Tuckland, Durban. They're all there. We didn't deface them. We didn't defile them. We didn't move them. The history black South Africans have right now exists because somebody else recorded it. It's time to take that back. I get it. Somebody who can actually read and write, somebody who had a sense of history and a sense of custodianship. Note the irony of an Afrikaner defending British heritage. But I'm not, am I? I'm defending a Western tradition of how civilizations go about history. When they have known for so long time that there is no monument in the world that doesn't offend somebody. But in true civilizations, they still stand. Is this why we simply cannot adapt to the African tradition of burning down farms, burning down schools, burning down clinics, burning down universities? Is that why we are standing here? Because we cannot get used to destroying and destructing these things. We're not banning other monuments. We're saying that you can take all that and build as many monuments as you want. You can take all the roads in the world. You have all our money, you can build them. And give them new names. Because that is the history that you and I, as a black person, you and I, can start to share. All I want. But that's not what they did. They take General Ibuta away and they call it January Masalela. I stopped there. I asked the black people, who was January? You know what they say?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right. We are the sum total of all our history, not just the fun parts. Whereas history serves most civilizations, South Africans prefer to be enslaved by its history. Whereas history liberates most civilizations, South Africa prefers to be defined by history. Methinks that fat old lady in his red overall protests a little too much. With one arm around the liberation and the other tucked away nicely around the spoils of Western benefits. That's your friend, Julius. Julius, I want to ask you six things. I know you're not here. Listen to these six things. You can only replace offensive historical figures once you are sure your leaders have not already repeated those offenses. Julius, you can only remove these former influential South African leaders' monuments once you have liberated yourself from leaders inferior to them. You can only replace statues once you feel you have secured the safety of your own symbols from bloodthirsty regimes like yours in the future. You're not safe if one day you're going to be ruled by people like you. You can only replace apartheid figures once you have proven yourself worthy of integration and really free of racism. Wasn't that your problem with apartheid? Wasn't that our problem with apartheid? How is it that this government implements today more race-based rules than that woeful old regime? How? You can defile these heritage sites only once you're sure of the complete absence of the genocidal oppressions in your own ranks and history. Right now. It's bigotry. My last point. It's bigotry to remove monuments from colonialists while patronizing selectively the West's other contributions to South Africa. Like reading and writing, like the sport you play, the tech you enjoy, the infrastructure you use, the roads you travel, the systems you embrace, and the English language you employ. This is John Rhodes' largest contribution to sub-Saharan Africa. What the language that you are having the debate in about should these monuments stay or go? That's bigotry. What statue thing deserves to be standing here? Who are these infallible people? Wimpfissel, Kantavik, Oyam, Wimpol. Melissa, for my husband and sister, ourselves, die vandalisme of verwijderings van jelle monumenten. Niks. Nada. Azikula. Bogorol. Kan doen aan die monumenten wat jelle klaar in my leven in het. Wat jelle klaar in my hart in my sien. The most important monument is right here. It can't be moved. That's why they hate it when we sing this thing, because how can we defile it for you? How can we take it and build it somewhere else? Because it's inside. I'm aware of English and Afrikaner activists on high alert right now to retaliate the moment any monument is removed. Have you forgotten that you also have monuments that can be removed? That can be defiled? Dink jy net ander mense kan hulle eie hand skuit en dit smeer aan 'n monument? Ons almal het maar genoeg kap daarvoor. Die media is nie hier om ons storie goed te laat lyk nie. Hulle is nie aan ons kant nie, hulle was eintlik maar nooit. Hulle is nie eens hier om my af te neem of vir jou nie. Hulle is nie hier om die mense af te neem wat jou gaan uitklok as jy nou hier wegloop nie. Hulle is hier om jou af te neem as jy reageer daarop. So, if you are one of those activists, the English and the white and the Afrikaners that I know about, this is not the time for retaliation. One of the other monuments we represent is civilization. We can
raise
our chums and walk past this kind of provocation. I'm going to ask you once more to do that today as well. This is not the time to retaliate and burn down other people's monuments. I know you feel like doing it. Not today. It's too easy. We give the government and the heritage councils the benefits of the doubt to fix this, or clean up after their apathy, because there will be nothing left. Ek sluit af met Paul Kreer se woorde, sy eie woorde, sy laaste woorde wat hier gelees is voor hy oorlede is. Soek in die verlede al die goeie en skone wat daarin ontdek kan word. Vorm daarna die ideaal en probeer om daar die ideaal in die toekomst te verwesenlik. Dit is waar, baie van wat opgebouw is, is tans vernietig, verval, geval, verniel, maar met eenheid van sin en eenheid van krachtig kan weer opgerig word wat tans te neer lê. Bly lê, patriot, of staan sterk, begin sommer min. Jy weet ons eindelijk tyd om ons generale hier te salueer. Ek daag op en maak die speech, iemand reel hierdie dinge. Lekker aan die klap, misschien net moet. Thank you to the security. But I kind of trust that we are also South Africans here today. Everybody. We're doing something that we never had the right for in the old days. We're doing it again. We're going to get it right. Your calling is not to stand here and enjoy what you're hearing. We're not those kind of people. We are the kind of people that are offended by each other. If I had to remove the Stormers rugby team every time they offend me, there'd be no rugby league. But if there's real damage, bring it to us so we can fix it together. But offensive, it's not good enough. Kom ons doen ietsie wat ons goed ken.
Yes!
Daar is omtrent nie 'n plek in die land waar ek nie verbang is nie, as gevolg van hierdie lied. Ek kan nie aan 'n beter rede dink om verbang te word nie. As die mooiste liefdeslied wat nog ooit geskryf is vir hierdie land nie. Een versie, wat vraag jou? Is daai dag nog 'n plesier?
Hey, die blauw van onze hemel, hey, die diepte van ons ziel. Hier ben de bende, waar die ganse antwoord geeft. Hier ons verder laat het slaken, hey, die vrienden van onze baan. Rechts die stem van onze liefde, van het land Zuid-Afrika. Ons sal antwoord op jou roepstem, ons sal over wat jy vraag. Ons sal lewe, ons Zuid-Afrika.
Baie dankie, thank you to the media as well, everybody that arrived. This doesn't end. Come through, phone somebody else, come visit your monuments. We've done that. We've had that relationship with our monument. Bring your flower, plant it here, help clean the monuments all over the country. For now, let's leave the other monuments alone. It's not what we do. Thank you very much.